Welcome to the Coder Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. This episode, we're going to be talking about a recent or upcoming change that's just been recently announced from Google in regards to search results for on mobile devices. This is really important as implementers of websites. There's things that we try and do what's best for the customer or the client and the end user, but there's things that need to change, and there's been some issues, and it's really frustrating. And that's essentially to do with interstitials. They're kind of painful and brutal, but Google's now cracking down on that, at least on mobile devices or small screen devices. So this is good to see. So just to kind of summarize these things, as a on the Google blog, their webmaster's blog, they've got an article which I've linked in the show notes here in regards to this. So I'm going to be reading some extracts here and stuff like that. So in Google Search, our goal is to help users quickly find the best answers to their questions, regardless of the device they're using. Today, we're announcing two upcoming changes to mobile search results that make finding content easier for users. 2 years ago, we added a mobile-friendly label to help users find pages where the text and the content was readable without zooming and the tap targets were appropriately spaced. Since then, we've seen the ecosystem evolve, and we recently found that 85% of all pages in the mobile search results now meet this criteria and show the mobile-friendly label. So this is really great. So this initiative that they've put in place has really worked and worked extremely well. Like 85% is a pretty massive conversion there, so it's good to see there. Recently, they've seen many examples where these pages show intrusive interstitials to users. While the underlying content is present on the page and available to be indexed by Google, content may be visually obscured by an interstitial. This can frustrate users because they are unable to easily access the content that they were expecting when they tapped on the search result. I'll just go on a little bit more before I just add some comments. Pages that show intrusive interstitials provide a poorer experience to users than other pages where the content is immediately accessible. This can be problematic on mobile devices where screens are often smaller. To improve the mobile search experience, after January 10, 2017, pages where content is not easily accessible to a user on the transition from the mobile search results may not rank as highly. So essentially what they're saying here is that if you do use any of these interstitials, you're going to have your ranking lowered. And that's when you're going from the initial search result page to the website. And I believe this, or at least what I get from it, it doesn't mean just any page. So if your search result comes up on, say, like an about page, and you click on that link and it goes to the about page and you have a pop-up, or an interstitial, as they like to say, that's a problem. And what I'm talking about, you might notice this frustrates me actually on desktop sites. I think they should have rolled this out kind of across all different screen sizes, but mobile is where it's really problematic and there's a lot of bugs. But having to, like, you get this box saying, you know, sign up to our newsletter, etc., and you have to click off it. That's just one example. There's others. But that's really frustrating, and a lot of them are done really poorly, and I suppose this is why it's more of a push on mobile or smaller screens, is simply because sometimes it's impossible to get rid of that screen or that overlay, and it's just so frustrating. So it's good that they're kind of taking this initiative, and it does make sure that the content is a focus and it's not about conversions and stuff like that. So it's really, I think they're doing a very positive thing here. So to touch on some of the points, as you know, what's covered and what's not, and how they work things out. There are some diagrams, and I highly recommend checking these diagrams out on the blog. I can't really convey them super well across here, so I'm just going to read the points that they note here in regards to the various aspects of it. So here are some examples of techniques that make content less accessible to a user. Showing a pop-up that covers the main content, either immediately after the user navigates to a page from the search results or while they are looking through the page. Displaying a standalone interstitial that the user had to dismiss before accessing the main content. It's like the one I just explained before, which I think is the worst offending one. Using a layout where the above the fold portion of the page appears similar to a standalone interstitial, but the original content has been inlined underneath the fold. So that's another one. These are really big pain points, and I'm sure you've come across it, and it's just frustrating. All right, so the next bit. By contrast, here are some examples of techniques that, used responsibly, would not be affected by the new signal. Interstitials that appear to be in response to a legal obligation, such as for cookie usage, age verification, those kind of things. Login dialogues on sites where content is not publicly indexable. For example, this would include private content such as email or unindexable content that is behind a paywall. Banners that use a reasonable amount of screen space and are easily dismissible. For example, the app install banners provided by Safari and Chrome are examples of banners that use a reasonable amount of screen space. So as you can see, there is some leeway there. And it's good that it's been very well thought through, and a lot of these do make sense. So it's nice to see there. Now, January 10, 2017, that's going to come up pretty quick. And what I've found is a lot of WordPress sites that try to do a lot of conversions and stuff like that do exactly what this is targeting. And it's really frustrating because I do see people like saying, you know, you need to do this, use these plugins, and it does this, and it makes This is a problem that I've always had with that kind of thing. It's frustrating and pain for the user. So it's good that it's been cracked down on, but they're the main ones I think is going to be affected. So if you've got a lot of marketing sites where clients have more likely prompted for this, because I'm sure as web developers, you know, this is a painful thing and it's frustrating to have pop up on the screen. But these kind of things have to change. So whether it's activated via a call to action or something like that in place is much better option there, or having it more inline on the page. Those are better options to replace the interstitial bit of little frustration. I don't know really how to explain it too well, but this a ball of pain essentially. Essentially you've got to get rid of that. January 10, 2017, I'd probably make sure you get that done before then, because it will affect these search rankings significantly, I believe. So when they say not rank as highly, I reckon there's probably going to be a fair bit of a knockdown for that. And with the mobile web kind of exploding, if that's still a term, but essentially more and more people are using their phones to access things on the internet. So this is a massively important one for your clients or for your own sites if you're doing it that way. So really check this one out. Read the full article. It's an interesting article. There's a bunch of others. Other people that have posted articles on this, they're also worth a read as well, because this is going to be pretty important to your current development, current clients, and future development, and then possibly future clients. And there may be some period where you're going to have to educate some of your existing clients who may want this feature, and they have to learn that this is going to be a very negative effect to their site, their brand, etc. But anyway, that's essentially it. I'd love to know your thoughts. Do you think this is a good move? Do you think it's a bad move? Do you think the timing is a decent amount of a period there to get everything kind of sorted? That's a nice grace period. I'd love to know your thoughts. You can send through a tweet to @CodaCatchUp on Twitter. You can send through an email to CodaCatchUp@gmail.com. Or you can leave a comment on codacatchup.com for this episode. Before I go, I just want to say I think it should be just about a week out when this episode comes out for my CodePen Gold Coast 2016 event. It's on the 15th of September. If you're here in the Gold Coast in Australia, I'd love to see you there. Free food, free drinks, some presentations on front end and CodePen. I'd love to see you there. So check out the link in the show notes to RSVP your spot. It's a free event. But that's essentially it. If you have any comments or anything like that, please do leave them. Other than that, we'll catch the next episode.